T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Starkey and Mueller, Jim Rutherford was on with Cook and Pony today. And as always, shot from the hip, right? I mean, we all know Jim Rutherford by now, and Mulsey, I can't remember.
Straightest shooter in town, period.
An executive in this town who just put, I dealt with Craig Patrick, for God's sakes, who I liked, but wouldn't tell you, you know, if the sky was blue outside. I mean, Jim Rutherford will tell you anything that's on his mind practically all the time. So I thought he was very good today. We're going to hit a number of topics that he touched on. Who is the Penguins' most asked about prospect? I thought that was very interesting. How much money do they have under the cap? Did he try to trade Phil Kessel in the offseason? He addressed all of that. But let's start out with his thoughts on Ian Cole and what's going to happen with this sort of odd situation. Now we see Cole back in the lineup these days because of the Hunwick injury. It's a salary cap, right? Yeah, and that relays into the Cole situation, is how much money they have to spend and what they might have to do to sort of free up money for a third line center. That relates to Ian Cole.
Jim, what kind of cap space do you have to make a trade for a third line center? What kind of dollar figure or cap hit can you afford with that position?
Well, if we're using a full roster of 23 men, we have probably about $800,000, but you know, you got to get creative when you get to these situations. You know, you probably have to move some money out and take the little bit of money you have left. You have to keep a little buffer there if you need a call up, especially for a goalie injury. So it gets a little bit tricky, certainly with the cap, but there's always ways to figure out how to do it.
I have a question for you, yeah. Joe, having been around the sport and in a lot more locker rooms than I'll ever be in. For a long time, you've been around hockey. Do you get the sense, is it correct? And it's the goal. It's the Cullen thing from, yesterday, I guess, where we talked with Jason Mackey about it. Do you get the sense that a lot of these older guard GMs do each other sort of favors? If one guy's team is out of the playoff, he'll say, give me something half decent, but it doesn't have to knock me over.
Sure.
Like, it feels like those cap kind of things can really resolve themselves. If two guys are friends and one guy's team stinks and he says, listen, I'm gonna help you out a little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah, I think that happens. But the important point there to me is he talked about getting creative and you have to move some money out. And that's where the conversation turns to Ian Cole and a guy who just wants to play. So let me ask you, are you keeping Ian Cole or are you trading him? Jason Mackey said, this was last week, I don't know if he's changed his mind, that there's a 0% chance that Ian Cole is on this team. That may well be true, but if I'm running the Penguins, I want Ian Cole here. And I guess the real question, Mulsey, is it worth getting your third line center or a center in here to have to rid yourself of Ian Cole?
I don't know. It sort of depends on the third line center that you'd get. Like, if it's a guy that really makes a huge impact, then probably yes, I would say. Here's the question, though. Why isn't Carl Hagelin's name getting brought up as a guy that makes a lot
because
of money?
Because he's playing really well.
I know.
And because he's important. And because Gino likes
him?
Playing with him? No. I think
Is he less replaceable than Cole if it comes down to one or
well,
the other?
Yes, he's less replaceable. You're talking about a guy in your top six compared to your sixth or seventh defenseman.
I'm merely posing it.
We talk about, for good reason, how Patrick Hornquist transformed the Penguins, how Phil Kessel helped to transform the Penguins. So did Carl Hagelin. Their personality changed when him and Daly came in. They went from a team that was, I won't say plodding, but not very fast, to really fast. And you may find two or three players in the league who are faster than him. I'd say one is McDavid. I don't know who else it would be, but he's got his legs under him now, and whether he's scoring or not, I think he's a really important player for the Penguins.
I don't necessarily disagree. I think he's a hard person for people to see value in when he's not scoring because they just see the price tag.
Well, when is he really scoring?
Not my point, even. I'm saying you see the price tag, and the fan is sitting at home saying, who can be traded if Rutherford, they just heard him the same as we did say that, they look at Hagelin. That's all I'm bringing
up. I hear you. I hear you on that. Maybe the best way to frame the Cole question is, has Riley Sheahan played well enough to make you say, maybe they don't need a third-line center, and if that means they keep Cole and just let him play out the string, I prefer that to dealing him. I think so. I think Sheahan has played well enough to where they could do that.
Can I answer with no? I don't think he's played well. I know, like, a lot of people who I think are pretty smart. Like, I know Jesse Marshall and some other people that write more of, not super advanced stats, but just saying he's been solid. Like, it's been from a different community. I've seen advanced stats that are favorable to him, and people say he's better than he's been getting credit for, basically, because he hasn't scored very much. If their three stars on three separate lines philosophy keeps working,
yeah,
and Sheahan is basically told, Phil's going to create the offense on this line, you do all the dirty work in the creases and be a glue guy here and a jack of all trades, then I can see it. That might be Sully's little trump card, that after so much unsuccessful line shuffling, he stumbled onto something, is putting 87, 71, and 81 on three separate lines.
I think they'll still need a center, and Jim Rutherford said that today, but he also said it doesn't necessarily have to be a third line guy. I just may go out and get another center. I think he will. I think he could do that and keep Ian Cole, and that's what I do.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.